Well, we've covered quite thoroughly fantasy and catastrophe. Now let's discuss for a moment counterfeit pleasure. Counterfeit pleasure can be an attempt to prematurely experience the feelings associated with something we've not yet earned and cannot afford. Most commonly, it is a secret place we dare not or would be ashamed to visit in tangible reality. It is often an addictive process in which we secretly fill our mind with images that are designed to create emotional or physical sensual stimulation. I have separated counterfeit pleasure from all other forms of fantasy because of its singular ability to impede partnership with the power that governs abundance and destroy intimacy in our personal relationships. By its very nature, it fosters isolation, negatively impacts self-esteem, objectifies human beings, and ultimately destroys relationships. This is a deadly process, and it is also very pervasive. As mentioned earlier, if we were to counterfeit money and got caught, we would go to prison. When we counterfeit pleasure, we will surely be emotionally imprisoned. The best way to fully appreciate the destructive nature of this destructive seed of fantasy is to juxtapose counterfeit pleasure with the real joy, wonder, and awe that comes from creating and experiencing an abundant life in the tangible world with a loving partner. The decision to take this journey, to prepare for such an event, may also be the only real cure for this addiction. Well, that's fantasy, imagined catastrophe, and counterfeit pleasure. The three destructive ways to use this sacred space in our mind. Now go to part two of the program, and we will dive into the five constructive ways to use this powerful series of thought processes. I'll be back with you in just a moment.